Yes, I think breakfast bacon is more refined. I mean, it's just more processed.
I see. And then on bacon, the part they have to cut off the end is called the
rind.
Mm-hmm. And meat packed in a casing is
sausage.
And the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And if meat isn't kept refrigerated, it will. You say the meat is
spoil.
This is the kind of meat made with of hog liver, blood, and so forth. Possibly meat from the head of the animal.
I know what you mean, but I don't know the name.
Well, there are several terms: head cheese, souse, scrapple.
Uh huh.
Any of those at all familiar to you?
Scrapple and souse.
Okay. And if butter is left out, it might become
rancid.
And milk that's allowed to thicken is
clabber.
And a kind of cheese that's made
cottage cheese.
And to get the impurities out of milk, they might have to
pasteurize.
Yes, but that's the modern way of doing it. Before, they would just perhaps pour it through something, and they would just
strain.
You know, and a fruit dish, say apple, made in a deep dish would be called a
cobbler.
All right, and a name for all of the things you eat are all different kinds of
food.
And a sweet liquid served with pudding.
Sweet liquid sauce.
Okay, and some food you might take between regular meals.
Snack.
Someone says, what time did you eat? And let's say the answer is 6 o'clock. You'd say, we
ate at 6 o'clock.
And how often have you
eaten?
Yes. And this in this cup is
coffee.
And to prepare it, you'd say, I'm going to
make. But you want a more specific
word.
No,
that's fine. Is that what you'd probably say? I'm going to make.
I'll make some coffee.
Make some coffee. And you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
cup.
Or at the sink, you just get yourself a
drink.
A glass
of water.
Sure. And if the glass fell on the floor, that you say, and it shattered, you'd say the glass is
broken.
Say he was really thirsty today. I say I was really thirsty today. I would a lot.
Drank a lot of water.
You know, how many glasses of water have you
drunk?
And a person standing up and you want to put them at ease, you might say,
sit down.
And so he
sits down.
In the past, he
sat down.
And you have a bowl of potatoes at the table and you pass them around, you might say to someone,
save yourself. Whatever. Help yourself.
Okay. And so he
helps himself.
And in declining food, a person might say, no, I might say,
no, thank
declining food, yes.
No, thank you.
All right. And if you have a big roast one day and you have the same thing the next, you say, today we're having
leftovers.
All right. You put food in your mouth and you
chew it.
All right. This is something that you said before made with cornmeal.
Mush.
All right. Now, have you ever eaten mush? Have you ever made it?
No.
Okay. You know how it's made?
I have an idea that it's just with water and cooked a long time.
I see.
Water and salt.
Right.
It's like a cereal.
Uh-huh. Peas, beans, and other foods like this are different kinds of
legumes?
Yeah. Well, that's right. They are. But now, but let's put in
vegetables.
Meat. Yes. In the backyard, you might grow these in a little
garden.
And with